I'm up for it. Are you?
Yes.
Great. Good to know. Who said yes? A little boy said, oh, well done, Matthew. Well done. As you can see on your screen, the theme for our meeting this morning is trusting God. And wise hearts trust in God. Now, I have a friend. Yes, I have a friend. Now, if my friend were to make you an offer that if you transferred £50 from your account into his account, that within 2 months it would be £10,000, would you trust him?
No.
Is there anybody? Oh, I can't do it then. Okay, you wouldn't trust him. Well, let me read you what it says in the Bible. It says, trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight. Do you trust him to do that? Do we really trust him? If we give him all our heart and all our life and trust him with all our heart, then he will direct our path. No, sometimes we still believe that we know better than God. Well, hopefully his word will speak to us this morning, and we will get closer to what it means to really trust in the Lord. Our first song is a good one because it talks about standing on the promises of God. All the promises of God are sure. I believe that. And so therefore, if they're sure, that means we can trust in him. So let's stand together and sing this lovely song through, Standing on the Promises. Little introduction.
Thank you.
standing on the promises of God, sit down. Okay. Good. Everybody, either you're tired or you're standing on the promises of God. We're going to join together in prayer this morning, but I want this prayer session at the beginning to keep your eyes open. And I just want to ask you, if you looked at the bulletin yet, it's probably early days because you just had it put in your hand, but you'll see a tremendous amount of names in the section that says pray for. If you were to pray for all the people on that list every day, it would take quite a lot of your time. But I would like to suggest that during this week that you look at that prayer list and pick out one or two names and pray for them, because all of those people on that list need your prayers and my prayers. I've got a little bit more to add to the prayer list because it's not all on there. So while you're praying this week, please give a thought for Sylvia Couchman and family, because recently her husband Peter was promoted to glory. Remember her and the family in prayer. Remember Robert and Marion and family for the loss of their lovely little Elsie, who has been promoted to glory. Both families are doing very well, but they're feeling it inside, so your prayers for them, please. It's good to see Bob Versey in our meeting this morning. He's had a little bit of a horrendous few days as he went to a hospital in London. It's a story that I can't tell you all the details, but I'm sure if you speak to either of them, they'll let you know. But it's good to see that God answers prayer, and we did pray for Bob in our practice, and he's here this morning. But it's been a hectic week for Bob, so please remember him still in your prayers. Also, missing from the front of our hall are John and Maureen Cates. John was taken into A&E yesterday with severe pains. I think it's kidney stones. And he's home now, but he's got to go back to hospital tomorrow morning. So remember John and Maureen in your prayers. And we have an outreach team. And the outreach team went out yesterday in the cold. And although it was cold, they made lots of good conversations and met people and talked about what we're doing here at the Army. Next week, the little group, outreach group, will be going to the switching on of the lights and during the Saturday and talking to people. And thank you for those of you who support that group in your prayers. So that's just a few extra prayers. But no one can ever say to me, I don't know what to say when I pray, because there's a whole world to pray from. So let's just shut our eyes now. And I just simply say, Lord, I bring to you all those people on our list on the bulletin who need us to talk to you about them. I bring to you those that I've just mentioned. And I just simply say that as we as a church pray for them, that they will know and feel your love around them. So today, those many people who are not worshipping with us because of many, many reasons, we just uplift them now and we pray in your marvelous way they will know we're thinking of them right now. I ask this in your name. Amen. Amen. Right, Christmas is coming, I think. Yes, it is. And in a few moments, we're going to look at Christmas in another land many thousands of miles away. But I just want to sing a verse of a song which came to me as I was planning, and I'm not going to miss the verse out. And it's coming onto your screen, and it is the song that says, This Thankful Heart. We'll listen to a few bars of the tune from the... Thank you. first verse together. I will offer up my life. I will offer up my life in spirit and truth, pouring out the oil of love. That's the God that we're asking to trust in. A fantastic God. Now, I did really forget someone in my prayers. Someone who has captured the heart of the whole congregation and is not well today. And that's Felicity. Little Felicity, who, I don't know, she just seems to take over the place when we're here. And but she's got an ear infection. And so we think of her in prayer. Tell her we thought about her, will you, Simon, please? Yeah, we missed her shouting out in the meeting. It was really good. Excuse me, little Isla, could you come and talk to me, please? This is my Isla, my friend. Can I just hold your hand a little bit? That's it. Now, Isla and I can't wait for Christmas because when we come downstairs, and there's that big pile of presents. Well, there'd be a big one like that for her and a little pile for me. And I thought, what would happen if Isla and I came downstairs on this Christmas day and all there was on the floor was a shoebox? I thought to myself, what has my wife done? She's not bought me anything except a pair of shoes. And you'd look at the box and you say, well, I can't find a doll in there. It's not big enough, would you? Well, we're going to watch a video. You can watch it with us. Do you want to sit with your mum or do you want to sit on this one? Yeah, sit with mum. And this is the video, which I think it's last year when the shoeboxes arrived and the moment when the children opened them. Now, I say most of our children today, if they had a shoebox, they'd say, phew. But you look at the faces of these kids. So, let's go.
The countdown happens, and the cheers just erupt everywhere.
They jump up with joy. They jump up with smiles.
They've just now got their boxes. They're opening them. And the fun is watching the children.
This could be the first present that they've ever received.
These children just received the shoe boxes. You can see how excited they are.
Operation Christmas Child Gifts really touches children's heart.
This shoe box is a demonstration of the love of God.
During distribution, we tell children that there is a God who created us and who loved us.
Jesus loves you. Ah, good.
Once you pack a shoebox, from there they'll be sent all around the world.
And that is only the beginning.
After children receive gifts, we welcome them to the Greatest Journey 12-Lesson Discipleship Program.
The program introduces them to Jesus Christ and teaches them stories from the Bible.
It sets a good Christian foundation for them
and sends them on a brand new journey of life.
Isn't it incredible to see the impact these simple gifts are making in the lives of children all over the world?
Millions of boys and girls are hearing and responding in faith and then taking the gospel truly to the ends of the earth.
A lot of these children, their life is absolutely transformed.
Jesus said, "Let them come to me." And we're in the middle of bringing the children to Jesus.
What amazes me the most is the miracles in each box.
Thank you for your prayers. Thank you for your continued support. Many children around the world still need to hear the good news of Jesus Christ. We always need more shoeboxes, so keep packing. Thank you, and God bless.
It's really worth making a shoebox, isn't it? To see the faces of youngsters and how they appreciate the small gifts. And thank you very much, everyone. I had a message from the people who collected the shoeboxes to say to the church, a big thank you for your presence, which will make a lot of children very happy. So that's the shoeboxes, but life goes on here, and I'm still wanting to tell you about what it is to trust in God. But the songsters want to sing something different. They want to sing showers of blessing. But then, of course, if we trust in God, then we do get showered with blessings. That's what God's all about. So songsters are going to sing that song to us, but it's not the old tune, it's a new tune. And it's also a new songster leader this morning. Benjamin Winton is our leader this morning, and he's going to lead us in showers of blessing. Thank you, Ben.
Thank you.
it's quite difficult. You have to make a choice, either sing the notes or the words. We're trying to get them both together, and then he comes up with a song that's 100 miles an hour. It's just a case of opening your mouth and see what comes on. But we all got to that last note, didn't we, Ben? We all got to that last note, and it's a great message that showers of blessing. It's showers of blessing we need within this church that's going to move us forward. And we will move forward with many blessings if we put our trust in God. Now, for our next song, we're going to sing a favourite. And I think it was someone on the platform a few weeks ago said, when you lead a meeting, you can always have your favourite songs or hymns. And this is Faithful God. The words will come on the screen. The band will give us a little introduction. And I invite you to stand, and you'll feel more comfortable for that. So let's stand together as we sing following the introduction. Over here who came in too soon in the first place. Well done. If a world famous singer and I come in, that must have been the right time. So the band were totally wrong on that. Well done, the Singers Union. Now, here's the group who will show us how really to sing. And Claire, are you leading this morning?
Well, Claire? Yeah.
We'll yeah. leading and singing, yeah. So come on then, singing company. We look forward to this very much indeed. Always trust the singing company to come up front. Thanks very much. That's, if nothing else, that's woken us up this morning. Thank you very much indeed. Now, here's a chance for you to take part in our service, and we'll wait upon you now for your gifts in the offering, and then we'll have the announcements. And the children will go to wherever they go. Thank you. Shall we pray? Father, we saw in our video how a little can bring so much excitement and so much happiness into lives of those children who are so much worse off than we are. But this morning we have got something even greater to praise you for, because we have you. And as we listen to your word in the next few moments, may we learn something that will help us to trust more deeply in you. But now I ask that as we have given in our offering, you will indeed accept it and use it for your kingdom's sake. Amen. Amen. Tonight is not our normal meeting at 5:30, but at 7:00 it is the political hustings, and the five candidates who are hoping to win will be on our platform. And this is a Churches Together event, and it will be led by one of the ministers from the Churches Together, and we invite you to come along and listen, or there will be question times to question the people who are talking. And so it's something that I think we're going to get quite a big crowd of people here, so please do come along. But I would ask you to have your tea before you come, because we're not providing any teas or coffees afterwards, so it's straight home and to bed after you've listened to what they have to say. So that's tonight. That's great. Just to remind lads and ladies, there's a Bible study again on Thursday. And then on Saturday, this Saturday, there's a Christmas bazaar from 10 o'clock till 2 in the hall here. So still time for you to get your Christmas presents there. Pop along to the bazaar. And then the band will be playing for the switching of the lights on Saturday evening around about 5 o'clock. Again, it's something we've done for many, many years now. And following that, if you'd like to come back to the hall, then there will be hot dogs and refreshments available from 5 o'clock and a donation towards fundraising for Cubs and Scouts to go to camp. It's a brilliant thing. That would be appreciated. And about 6 o'clock, Joe will be giving a presentation of a trip to America and showing us some slides and films of what she got up to there. So it's a full-packed Saturday, so make sure it's in your diary, please. We're coming up very soon from the 3rd of the, to the 7th of December to the really well-liked Christmas Tree Festival. I think we've got more trees than last year, so it's going to be packed with trees. So please put it in your diary. It's open every day from Tuesday to the Saturday of that week. I don't know what I'm looking at, actually, here. My eyes are frozen. Oh, yes, there was some discussion as whether we would be able to have a crib service this year, but a team of people have come up, and it's really good. So on the Christmas Eve at 3 o'clock, there will be a crib service. So if you know any mums and young children, then invite them along. That would be much appreciated. Thank you very much for listening. And now we ask you to listen again as the band bring us a piece of music. It's Jesus, and I think Mike might tell us a little bit more about it. The band.
Good morning. Joy Webb of the Joy Strings fame wrote the words for this piece we're going to play. James Wright, the former bandmaster at Sheffield Citadel, arranged it for band. And the words will come on the screen as we play. They're very simple, but it fits in nicely, I think, with our theme this morning of trusting. It is Jesus I need, it is Jesus indeed. Thank you.
Thank you.
message. It is Jesus. It's all about Jesus. Some words of scripture are going to come on the screen. I guess you can't tell me what it's going to be, or could you? Can we have them on the screen now? Didn't work. You heard it already. Can we read this together? Here we go. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to him and he will make your path straight. Brilliant. I have to apologize to you because Andy Cracknell and Jackie were not about. I tried to make the words bigger on the screen, but all I did was make them smaller. So if you've had difficulty in seeing the words, you wait till the last song, I tell you. But I did my best, but it didn't really matter because you sang so well. I think the verse of the song we're going to sing now will be large enough for everyone to see, and it's "Be glad in the Lord and rejoice." We're singing just the first verse of this song, and as you're going to listen to a long, long sermon, I'll let you stand so that you don't drop off to sleep when I start. So stand together as you sing "Be glad in the Lord." Little introduction, yes please. Are you a rule follower or a rule bender? In my car, I have two sat navs. One of them says, "You are approaching the roundabout. At the roundabout, take the third turn in." But my other sat nav says, "No, no, no. Go straight on when you go to the roundabout. You are approaching the roundabout. Take the third turn in." No, 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 it's straight on. So, in fear, I go all the way round the roundabout again. And I go straight on. If this sat-nav says, "Do a U-turn, do a U-turn." Great, I'm right. But if it says, "Go straight on," the other satellite's right. And I don't like that. But, you know, there can be a bit of a nuisance, these sat-navs, because you can end up in a field, you can, oh dear, they're terrible. But we have to follow the directions. I heard about a guy who was puzzled with the odd messages left on his answer machine. Day after day, friends and family would leave a message and then say, "Beep, beep." So it might be, "Hello, George. I'll meet you at 1 o'clock tomorrow." Beep, beep. And then it was, "Are you coming round to mine for supper?" Beep, beep. And he couldn't understand it. So he decided to listen to his greeting and discovered the explanation for what was going on. People were just following his directions. His answer machine message said, "Hi, I'm not in right now, so please leave a beep after the message." So every time they left a message, they went, beep, beep. Following instructions. And my favourite one was you've heard before, the simple-minded guy who decided to paint the inside of his house. And a friend stopped by to see how it was going, and he found the man lying in a pool of sweat wearing two jackets. And the man said to his friend, "Why are you wearing two jackets while trying to paint the inside of your house?" He said, "It's on the directions." For best results, put on two coats. See? So, following instructions isn't always as easy as we think. But hey, look at this instruction. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him and he will make your path straight. You know, trust is a lonely word in our culture today. No longer can you shake hands with someone and make a deal and trust the person. Politicians, there's none of them here today, until tonight anyway. They make promises that we, most of the time, doubt seriously. We'll spend billions of pounds on this and billions and millions of pounds on that. People, well, even brides and grooms say, I do, and they don't. People will say, I'll be there, yes, I'll be there. But they're either late or never show up and they don't call. It's no wonder we have a problem with trust in our society. Trusting people has always been somewhat a problem, but with God, it should be different. How many of us this morning trust in God? What a silly question to ask in a church, you may ask. Sure, you'll say, I trust in God. Well, just a minute. What does it mean to trust in God? It means trusting a God you cannot see with your own eyes. How many of you here this morning have seen God? Literally, not one of us. So why are you here? What brings you here when you're following a God you've never seen and never will see until the end of your life? Well, you're here because of one little five-letter word, faith. Faith. I heard a lovely phrase the other day that said, the ultimate test of faith is not how loudly you praise God in happy times, but how deeply you trust him in dark times. The ultimate test of faith is not how loudly you praise God in happy times, but how deeply you trust him in dark times. I apologize for this next bit because you have heard this story nearly 15 times, at least I have since I've been in this church. But it's an illustration that every preacher uses because it's the best one when he's talking about trust. And it's the story about Blondin. You know the guy who walked across the tightrope, famous for his walk on 160 feet high above Niagara Falls on a rope which was over 1,000 feet long. And in 1860, I read, a royal party from Britain saw Blondin cross the tightrope on stilts, and again, the next time, blindfolded. I don't know how he did this one, but they say he stopped halfway the next time and cooked and ate an omelette. I don't know how he did that, but that's where the story goes. But next, he wheeled a wheelbarrow from one side to the other and then returned with a sack of potatoes in it. Then Blondin approached that royal party. He said to the Duke of Newcastle, do you believe I can take a man across the tightrope in this wheelbarrow? Yes, I do, said the Duke. Hop in then, said Blondin. Well, the Duke declined his challenge. He might have believed Blondin could do it, but he wasn't going to about trust him with his life. Do you know, friends, Christian friends, when it comes to God, this kind of belief is not much good to him. God is looking for followers who will trust him with their lives. And in the very short period I'm going to speak, I'm just going to use those verses we've looked at already in Proverbs chapter 3. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight. The call to the Christian is to have this sort of trust that makes us prepared to put our entire lives into God's hands. Trust in the Lord, it said, with all your heart. You see, simply believing in God is no good to us. We are to have faith, and trust is the practical outworking of faith. But faith in God, sometimes I find it's hard to pin down exactly what it means. It's hard to know whether we really have faith or not. But we can all understand trust, can't we? After all, we find ourselves trusting people every day. We trust whoever built our house that it's not going to fall in on our heads. We trust the bank with our money. We trust whoever designed that little machine to record things that we set with a timer, that it will record the program when we set the right time. And right now, as I speak, people will be getting on a plane, the maintenance crews, the pilot, the aircraft traffic controllers. Those people will just have trust in them. The passengers will have trust in them. We exercise trust all the time, mostly unthinkingly. So we do know what trust means. But for the Christian, trust is the practical outworking of faith. It is when we trust God that we show that our faith is real in Him. And the call is not piecemeal. It's not trusting God just to look after my family, but not my work. It's complete trust in God that He requires. Complete trust, not pick and choose. The Christian who has put his or her faith in God has to get into that wheelbarrow. When God challenges us, we need to get into the wheelbarrow. We are to trust the Lord with all our hearts. So how do we do it? How do we make sure we're trusting God with all our hearts? Well, the next part of the verse says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. To trust in the Lord means more than believing in who He is and what He says. And the word for trust here can also mean to have confidence in. Having confidence in something means having an assurance that leads to action. Trust in the Lord is a faith that lets us boldly serve, someone wrote. Trust in the Lord is a faith that lets us boldly serve. But when we lean on our own understanding and we trust our own knowledge, then that's the time when things seem to go wrong. We trust in ourselves and our own judgment rather in trusting in God. But God's not saying to us, you're all thick, you're not intelligent, you can't think for yourself, you can't decide for yourself. No. He's just asking us to rest our intellect upon His intellect. And in doing so, to allow Him to direct our paths, which not only leads to ultimate joy, but also makes the journey of life itself. Even though our lives seem sometimes laden with sorrow and difficulties, it can still be joyful, because God is directing our paths. So let us choose today, not leaning on our own understanding, but in a sweet childlike trust on the sure foundation of our living Saviour. You see, to trust is to acknowledge God in everything. And our verse went on to say, in all your ways acknowledge Him and He will make straight your paths. Acknowledging God means knowing God wherever we are and whatever we're doing. If we dedicate ourselves to trusting and seeking God in all circumstances, don't let that make you think that life will be easy and there'll be no trouble in your life. We've all experienced enough of life to know that life produces lots of difficulties. It's not that life no longer has difficulties, but those difficulties have nothing to fear when we remain confident in God and that He's there in the midst of us. As we trust more in Jesus and have confidence to act on His will, we may have to turn down opportunities that seem great because Jesus has called us elsewhere, or accept callings that scare us. I wonder this morning, if there's someone here in this meeting who wants their life to go this way, but God is calling you that way, and you're unsure whether you should trust God and follow the way which to you doesn't seem to be right. Or maybe there's someone here this morning who at this moment doesn't know Jesus as their Savior, and you're thinking, I'm too scared to make that step. Well, let me just say to you, if you put your trust in God, if you follow His way, then He'll direct your life. So don't screw your life up by not deciding to go with God, but to go with your own understanding. Just read that verse time and time again. In all your ways, acknowledge Him, and He will make straight your paths. Knowing this will give us strength, even though we go through difficult times, we go through pain, we go through fear. But we know that God will never leave us once we trust in Him. To trust is to receive life from Christ. Trusting in the Lord is the only path to life. And nowhere is this seen more fully than the life and work of Christ Himself. In His life, He trusted the Father totally, even to His death. Through His work on the cross, His resurrection, and His ascension, He offers us new life. He offers to pour His Spirit into our hearts if we will only trust Him. We live in a culture of misplaced trust, broken promises, damaged lives. I tell you this morning, only Jesus is unshakable. Only Jesus is unchangeable. Only Jesus is unbreakable. Only Jesus is worthy of our trust. Only He trusted the Father perfectly with all His heart, making straight the path for salvation so that we too could trust Him. Through Him, God offers healing and wisdom and love to the world, if we only acknowledge Him in all our ways. But trusting God is a two-way thing. It's not just all on God. So don't ask God to guide your steps if you're not willing to move your feet. Don't ask God to guide your steps if you're not willing to move your feet. I close with a little poem, but has such a marvelous message. It says, how often we trust each other and only doubt our Lord. We take the word of mortals and we yet distrust His word. But oh, what light and glory will shine o'er all our days if we always would remember God means just what He says. This morning, what is your trust in God like? Is it you can truly say you trust Him totally with your heart and soul, and you no longer rely on your own understanding, but you accept Him and you follow Him? This morning, we're going to sing a lovely song which should hopefully challenge you. It's that lovely song, I'm in His hands, whatever the future holds, I'm in His hands. If you're in His hands this morning, then thank the Lord. That's because you trust Him. But if you don't really trust Him with all your heart, then it's difficult to say that you're in His hands. As we sing this little song through, if the Lord has been speaking to you, if you feel that you've let the Lord down because you haven't trusted Him with all your heart and all your soul, then we have a place of prayer which we just invite you to come and kneel and speak to the Lord. Or just where you are in your seat, you can close your eyes and ask the Lord to forgive you if you failed Him in not trusting Him totally. Let's sing this little song together. I'm in His hands. The words will come on the screen. But as you sing them, think about them. I shall not thank you. hands? Are you trusting with all your heart? The question that you take away with you, think about it. And if it's not true for you, then do something about it. Because the only way to have real life and joy and peace is through trusting Him with all your heart. Amen. Amen. We conclude our meeting with a song which, if you're sitting at the back, you may need to borrow some binoculars to see. This is one of my wonderful mishaps. But it's a little song that says, "This is the God I adore, my faithful, unchangeable friend." We'll stand as we sing it, and it's so short, we'll sing it through twice, and then by the second time you might have remembered the words. There. Thank you very much. Introduction. Straight in then, so you know time to breathe. Here we go. This is the God we adore, our faithful and changeable friend. It's as great as because mine was rubbish, but that's marvellous. So we'll have to sing it again, but whoever did it, thank you. I put my trust in you next time. Okay. This is the God we adore. That is past, hallelujah, but we trust Him for all that's to come. Great things are come for this church. I do believe it. Shall we pray? Heavenly Father, we have thought about our trust in You. You know all about us. You know if our trust is strong. You know if our trust is with all our heart and all our soul. So if it isn't, issue challenges during this coming week, please. And now I just pray that as we separate and go our different ways or remain for tea and coffee in the community centre, that Your love and Your peace and joy will be felt in all our hearts. I ask this in the precious name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Thank you very much. You can sit down for a few moments. The band will play a little tune and then you can make your way for your coffee if you desire it.